And hello, everyone, and welcome to this social media teleseminar. My name is John DePietro, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to this event called Using Social Media to Build Your Business. Let me begin by giving you a brief introduction as to who I am, but also before that, give a special welcome to the alumni group from Assumption College. I'm proud to say that I'm a graduate of Assumption, and my daughter is also. So, with that being said, my name is John DePietro. I live in the Worcester, Mass., or since we have people all over the country on this call, from the Boston area, and I have a marketing, PR, and advertising business, and for the past several months, and just about a year now, have been giving seminars on social networking skills. So, what I want to do in the next few minutes is to talk about a wide variety of different topics, and in fact, I've probably got about 2 hours worth of information to deliver to you in a very short period of time. So what I will do is the following. I will talk with 60 to 80 words a minute with gusts up to 120. But what I need to tell you is that I've been the beneficiary of being an Assumption graduate for many, many years, and it's my privilege to provide this program at no cost to my Assumption colleagues. Now, let's do one thing right now. Let's just have a little test. For those of you that are already members of Twitter, let's do this. If you can go up to the top of the program here where it says HTTP, Ziosoft, etc., copy the website address that we're at right now and then send it out to your Twitter friends. And let's just see if we can increase the number of people that are on this call. Last time we did this, we just about tripled the number of people that were on the call. So let's take a second and go up, and if you're already a Twitter member, you can do this. If you're not, you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. But cut and paste the address, send it out to your Twitter friends, and we'll go from there. Now, with that being said, let me tell you one thing. In order to make any kind of business work today, you have to adopt the attitude of, how can I help you? Let me say that one more time. How can I help you as opposed to what can you do for me? With that being said, in the social networking business, you really need to adopt the 80-20 rule, which means 80% of the time you're giving out free information and only 20% of the time are you looking for something back or soliciting business. The other thing I need to tell you is this. Regarding social media marketing, if we were to ask 10 people what they think social media marketing is, we'd probably get 8 or 9 different answers because it's probably one of the most overused and understood terms that are out there in the business world today. So the other thing I need to tell you as we start is that I'm going to talk to you from a marketer's perspective, not from a techie's perspective. I mean, certainly no disrespect from a techie's perspective, but my technical knowledge is just about limited to turning a computer on and off, and anything more than that, I usually have to call my daughter or call the help desk. So I'm going to talk to you from a marketer and salesperson's point of view and not from a technological point of view. The other thing I need to tell you is when we are working with social media, just like any type of media or any type of relationship building, the key thing that you need to do is to figure out a way that you can stand out from the crowd. Say that one more time. You need to stand out from the crowd and differentiate yourself from everyone else who might be out there pitching the same product, the same service, or the same idea. And the other thing that I've found out that is very beneficial to you is try to find something in common with the person that you're attempting to establish a relationship with. Now, let me say that one more time. Find something in common with the person that you're trying to establish a relationship with. One line that has worked well for me for the past several years is when I meet someone for the first time, either in person, on the phone, or online, I use a line that sounds something very similar to this. Actually, it is this. Your name rings a bell. Did you go to Assumption? Let me repeat that. Your name rings a bell. Did you go to Assumption? They have two options that they can answer that question with. The answer is either yes or no. Not very scientific. But many times, if they did go to Assumption, then we have something in common. if they didn't go to Assumption, but they're located in New England, they might say, no, I went to Bentley, I went to Bryan, I went to St. Mike's, I went to St. A's. And then I can respond with something, hey, I remember playing them in basketball, they had a great team, and then we're talking about something that we both know about as opposed to strictly business. Now, with social networking and utilizing it properly, you can find out lots of details about the person that you're going to make your sales call to or attempt to establish a relationship with just by using some of the networks that we'll be talking about in just a little bit. So it's much easier to do business with someone that you have something in common with than if you're calling cold. The old way of doing business is exactly that, the old way. It's outdated. That means calling people cold on the phone or going door-to-door in an office building with the directory and calling on every building and every office and leaving your card and hoping that somebody calls you back. It doesn't work anymore. At least in major cities like Boston and New York, they won't even let you into the building unless you have an appointment with the person that is in the company that you're trying to do business with. So you must figure out a new means to reach people to be successful. And folks, let's look at it this way. Everybody is concerned with what the economy is going on right now, what's going on in the economy right now. But I'll tell you this, there has absolutely never been a better time to try new techniques, to try to reach people a different way. So with that being said, what you need to do is try something different, and these are some of the tips that I have for you. Using social media, if you use social media properly, you become an authority, because then what you do is you have people calling you once people know that you know what you're talking about. So if I sound discombobulated, it's because I'm trying to read questions. I'm trying to figure out what my next note is, and I'm trying to sound semi-intelligent. And if you know me, you know any one of those three tasks is somewhat impossible by itself, but we'll move on. Now, what we've got is a situation where everybody is connected electronically. Connected electronically, and I'll say it again, connected electronically. Here's the key. What you need to do whenever you use any of these programs is to add the human touch. What does that mean, DePietro? Add the human touch. Either follow up with a phone call to the person that you've established a relationship with, or send them an email offline that's off the social networking program, or even do more than that, is send them a handwritten thank you note that says thank you for taking time. Now, the three major programs that I want to get into today are LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And the reason I say I'm going to get into them briefly is that any one of these programs, you could take a two-hour session to try to learn the basics from and then still not know it all. So what we need to do today is realize that we're just going to get an overview. And for those of you that are interested in learning more, actually it's an investment in your own business, I will be making recommendations to you about people that are trainers. And where did I find these trainers? Well, I found them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. But before I recommend them to you, I need to check them out and find out if they can provide the quality of service that I would require if I was to recommend their services to you. So let's get to LinkedIn first, because that's the one that I'm most familiar with. And if you want, what you can do is minimize this window and go right to LinkedIn.com. I will tell you that I heard about LinkedIn, like many people. Over the past couple of years, I would get invitations saying, join LinkedIn, join LinkedIn, join LinkedIn. But what it boiled down to was I always just deleted it and had no idea what it was. Then finally, after several more invitations, I said, let's try this. So I kind of like touched my toe in the water very, very briefly to figure out what it was and found out that, hey, wait a minute, there's some pretty good opportunity here in order to meet new people. And then I realized as I dabbled with it more and more, I found ways to search for people to find that whether they went to the same college as me or whether they're from the same part of the state as me or whether they're in the same occupation as me. And again, goes back to finding something in common with them. Now, since that time, I've developed a network of 600 direct contacts, but that's not the answer to the whole question. The whole question is I can now reach just about 7 million people every time I post something on LinkedIn. Now, what do you mean, how can you reach 7 million if you only know 600? Well, say, for example, I know a friend who knows 10 people who knows 10 people. Now, again, I'm not a mathematician, and my grades would prove that I'm not proficient in math. But that's a lot more. I think it's like 100 or 1,000 people. So it's quite a few people. So the people that I know people who know others who know a total of about 7 million people. So with that being said, what I'm going to ask you to do right now is where it says Q&A right down at the bottom left of your screen, just type in the area of the country that you're coming from, your town or city, and then send it along to me, because I know we've got people from California and from Kansas and from Denver and from all the way as far as Massachusetts that are on this call. So let's just show you the capabilities that this social networking programs have. So as you do that, I will continue to read any questions that you might have. I see Bob Zagami, my friend Bob Zagami, my real estate buddy. Real estate. Why did I say real estate, Bob? My RV buddy, Bob Zagami, who was a very, very great professional speaker that I happened to bump into in Boston at a RV show a couple years ago. But then after that, I got his business card. And what I did the day later was send him a thank you email saying, I enjoyed your presentation. Now, since that time, Bob has emailed back to me. We checked each other out as far as our background is concerned, and we are in business now doing seminars for the real estate. I keep saying real estate, the recreational vehicle and camping industry. There's an actual example. Someone else has just sent in from Philadelphia, and Bob Ryan is from Gloucester. Oh, St. John's Prep. Melanie, hi Melanie. Frank is in Washington, D.C. And Frank and I met, I believe, at a convention, a radio convention in either Dallas or Atlanta. And there's another person here from Philadelphia, Western Mass, and somebody from Western Mass. Now, come on, I'm from Western Mass. You can say the exact town that you're from. Phyllis is from Los Angeles, and somebody's in Scotland, so it must be nighttime in Scotland. But anyway, you can see what's going on here. Let's go back to LinkedIn. 35 million members. And what you need to do on LinkedIn is you need to build your network and then put your website on it and put your blog on it as well. We're going to get into websites and blogs a little bit later. But LinkedIn, for me, is the business network. That's the business. That's where I wear my business suit and carry my briefcase. Facebook is a little bit more casual, and Twitter is even more casual than that. Because one thing about Twitter you need to realize is you need to have to write full sentences in 140 characters or less. But let's go back to LinkedIn just one more time. When you post anything on LinkedIn, keep in mind that nothing is totally confidential. And there are ways that you can tap into all of the material about the person that you are looking to find out more information about, and they can do the same for you. So keep in mind that actually any social network, even on Twitter where you think you're direct messaging someone else, not the case at all. Hi, Christine in Ware. Now, Christine is a person who I happened to read one of her stories in the Western Massachusetts Business Digest, Business West, I was called. And she did a great story on using social media. So I called her up and said, you know, let's possibly collaborate. So there's another case where somebody right in Massachusetts is working as well as people all over the country. So let's get back to LinkedIn. You need to go to the site, linkedin.com, and sign up for it, period, just like that. So let's move from LinkedIn to Facebook. And Facebook is a little bit different. It was founded several years ago by a young college student at Harvard. You see him I just saw him on Oprah last week. I saw him a couple days ago on CNN Business in the Morning. I think his name is Zuckerberg, something along those lines. Can't even remember his first name. But, is a multimillionaire. And there are 140 million users of Facebook. 140 million users. Now, LinkedIn has 35 million members. Facebook has 140 million members and adds between 1,000 and 5,000 people per day. Now think of a city adding 500. I mean, Las Vegas, when it was in its growing stage, was averaging, you know, bringing 10,000 people a month into town. I mean, it's not the case right now, but Facebook is still going. 140 million users. You're limited to just 5,000 people that you can contact directly on Facebook. But through this type of marketing, you can reach many, many more people as well. But let's talk about Facebook. It's a little bit more casual, and it gives you the opportunity to find people that you may have gone to college with or gone to high school with or worked with at one time or another when you do some searches to find out what they're for, what, you know, what background a person has. So on Facebook, you've got a whole bunch of other opportunities that are a little bit different than LinkedIn. And I should tell you this, that LinkedIn and Facebook don't intertwine as much as Facebook and Twitter. LinkedIn kind of holds itself out as a strictly business-to-business, but Facebook allows you to reach other people. Now, here's the thing with Facebook. Say, for example, you ask someone to be your to be their friend. Like Mr. Rogers would say, "Won't you be my neighbor?" I think Mr. Rogers said that. But at the same time, with the Facebook situation, say, for example, I'm friends with Bill Smith. Now, once I'm friends with Bill Smith, I have access to Bill Smith's friends who could be all over the place. And then once I go through Bill Smith's friends, I have the capability to figure out who they are. I would also be able to ask them to be friends as well. So, like, for example, John Tesh, the guy who used to be on Entertainment Tonight or one of those Hollywood shows, that those tabloid shows that's on at 7 o'clock on channels all over America, John Tesh is my friend, and last week he invited me to go to a concert in San Francisco, and I wrote back saying, "I'll go, where are the comps?" And I never got a note back, so I guess he didn't want to give me free tickets. But nevertheless, you know, you've got the capability to reach people from all different phases of the media. And also, just last week, Mark Rosenthal, who was a meteorologist in Boston, somebody knew him who knew somebody who knew me, and he said, "Would you be my contact on either LinkedIn or Facebook?" So next week in Boston, I'll be working, meeting him. Now, the other program that I'll talk about very, very briefly is Twitter. It's the fastest growing of the three. It's only been out since, I think, 2006, 2007. There's 17 million members. It's a year and a half old. So there's 17 million members, and they're growing at between 1,500 and 5,000 new people every day. That's right, folks, every day. Now, with Twitter, the program is very simple. You go out and find friends, and then you find friends of friends, and then friends of friends and friends. But you only get to use 140 contacts, 140 characters when you send a note out. Now, I want to give you an actual example of one person that I met with LinkedIn not too long ago as I jump from LinkedIn. My ADD kicked in about 25 minutes ago. So I'll jump from Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn. But not too long ago, a person that I went to college with, to Assumption, Kevin Krause, who graduated in class of 75, I graduated in class of 72, do the math, I'm 58, contacted me and said, "Saw your name on Facebook, on LinkedIn, tell me what you're up to, give me an update, what are you doing?" And I wrote back to him, and he said, "Look, I'm in Boston." See, I thought he was living in New Jersey, where he's originally from. But he said, "No, I'm in Boston." I hadn't seen him in a good 10 or 15 years. So I was going to be in Boston the next day. He was going to be in Boston the next day. We had coffee, and right now are working on at least two programs that there are several million. When I say between $10 and $25 million worth of dollars that are floating around because of this relationship, you know that we're talking about serious, serious, serious business, not stuff for kids. Now, I will be quite honest with you. I thought Facebook was strictly something that college kids dealt with. I was totally wrong. I thought Twitter was something that even younger people, the preteens, dealt with, was totally wrong. I think if anything, the social media phenomenons that are out there are very, very, very misunderstood. And you can think, well, I don't have time for this stuff, DePietro. I'm busy. I will tell you this, and I should have said this right up front, but I'll say it right now. 20 years ago, if you didn't have a fax machine in your business, you weren't serious about your business. 10 years ago, if you didn't have a website for your business, you weren't serious about your business. Right now, folks, right now, in the midst of this economic turmoil that nobody wants to call it a recession, depression, or whatever, right now, if you are not utilizing social media in your business, whether you're in a nonprofit sector or whether you're in a for-profit sector or whether you're just trying to get a job. I mean, there are plenty of people out there that are trying to get a job. If you're not using social media, you're not serious about taking care of yourself. Forget your business. Forget your relationships with anything else. You need to take care of yourself by being versed in social media. Now, I will tell you this. I want to read something else here. Don Lafferty from Philadelphia just wrote in, Twitter has 7 million registered users. What did I say? 17? Well, anyway, this says 7. I think it's more than that because I've heard a wide variety of different things. And Irene Kohler just joined us from San Francisco not too long ago. And she does a free webinar on Twitter this Thursday. And if you write to me, because it's got too many HTTPs and dots and colons and all that other stuff, I will give you her ad. Actually, you know what? It's almostsavvy.com. Almostsavvy.com. SAVVY.com. We'll get to Irene. But let's go back to the three topics that we're talking about, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. You need to master them. Not if you want to or you'd like to or it would be cool. You need to. And with the economic situation being what it is, it's vital to be able to do that. I want to tell you a couple other things here. Training is vital. And many of you are going to get off this call in a short period of time and say, I'm more confused now than I was before. That's how I was. There is no way that you're going to learn all three of these disciplines at once. Disciplines isn't the right word, but there's no way you're going to learn all three of these at once. So what you need to do is take them one at a time, devote 10 minutes a day to that. And, you know, whether it's first thing in the morning or whether it's 5 minutes in the morning or 2 minutes just before you go to lunch or 5 minutes after, if you are working in an environment where the boss thinks you're fooling because you're on these networks, then you need to explain to that person that this is business. This is serious business. And when I tell you, put it this way, the assumption folks will know very well when one of these deals with me and Kevin Krause comes through because they're going to get, I'm putting myself on record here publicly, folks, they'll get a good chunk of that change because of the relationship and because of what Assumption's done for me. But you need to understand that this is vital. This is not like, oh, I want to get a tetanus shot. This is your tetanus shot against going out of business. And let's do another Twitter test here. If you're on Twitter, do the cut and paste. Send it out. By the way, we doubled our attendance last time. And let's see what we can do this time as we just have a few more minutes left. But the other thing I want to tell you is this. If you have any other questions, feel free to write them in right now. And in the meantime, I want to give you another example of a business relationship that was formed. 2 weeks ago, I put something on Twitter about what are the big mistakes that people make when looking for a job. Because I'm going to be doing another seminar in the not-too-distant future about how to use social networks for job search. And somebody wrote back saying, well, searching for a job is only a temporary way to make a living. And because this person had set herself apart from all the other replies that I got, I decided to look into this person a little bit more. And she calls herself the Money Queen. If you go on Twitter and look at the Money Queen, her name is Nancy Natel. And as it turned out, you know, we do business internationally here because we've got somebody here from Scotland. But Nancy lives right in Massachusetts and was doing a program for job seekers, people that may have been downsized for one one way or another. And one of the things that she had in her presentation was a segment on public speaking. Now, I also do a lot of public speaking and teach others how to do the same. And Nancy had asked me to look over her presentation. I very happily did so. And now we're talking about whenever she has a person who needs public speaking training, she'll refer them to me. Now, I went back before. Let's go back to the thing that I said to you right up front. You need to have the attitude, how can I help you? Well, Nancy said to me, would you look over the PowerPoint? I said, sure, no problem. I had no idea that there would be anything in it for me. But as it turned out, there was and there will be, and it's going to be mutually benefit for both of us. So here we go. Frank Zappala writes from Washington. End the speculation. The real Twitter usage numbers. A slightly higher number of 1.3 million total users 3 weeks ago. Twitter has 1 million total users. The equity, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe that. I think it's higher than that. And, you know, the good part about the Internet is you can seek information and get it from anywhere. The bad part about the Internet is that you have no idea how credible the information is. And the funny thing about Twitter is that they haven't figured out how to monetize their platform yet. But that is the interesting part about social networking, in that you have to give and generate buzz about your product or service for a long period of time before you try to sell it. In other words, once Twitter says, okay, I have X number of millions of listeners, not listeners, users, then they can go to advertisers and say, okay, put your ad on here. The other thing you need to do when you're looking at programs such as social networking is read as much as you can and find people that are already doing what you want to do. In other words, find out somebody who's got a higher skill set than you and then ask them to help you. And interestingly, most of them will without any problem at all. So we're still going to, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to figure out the real numbers for Twitter. But folks, I will tell you, Twitter works. And if you go to the Money Queen at Twitter, ask her about me. In fact, you can do it right now. And interestingly, I think she'll tell you exactly the way things turned out like this. Now, if anybody has any questions, go through. I'm going to tell you that what we're going to do is probably based upon the response that we've gotten so far in the preparation for this. We're going to probably hold this every other week. I don't want to do it weekly yet because then it will wear people out. But I'm also going to very soon be offering you the opportunity to go to some other people that I recommend for specific training, and you can go your way that way. I'm just going to refresh here and see if we have more questions and tell you that the following program was brought to you by the National Football League solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any other use of the pictures, descriptions, and accounts of this program are strictly prohibited. Now, that really has nothing to do with the program, but I always wanted to be an announcer, and somehow I memorized that, so I decided to throw it in right then and there. But nevertheless, that don't know what that'll do for my credibility. But here's what I want you folks to do. I want you to email me your address. You can send it to john@johndepetro.com. Just tell me what you thought of this presentation. And at the same time, tell me if you have an interest in additional training and learning more in subsequent programs. We'll put you on a list. We won't bug you. We won't hassle you or anything along those lines there. But we do want to give you the opportunity to learn as much as you can. And in the last few minutes, I just want to say a special thanks to my friends at Assumption, who we started this whole thing for. The other thing, folks, as soon as this program ends, the within moments, the repeat of it will be available. So what you have the capability to do is to send it to anyone. Send it to any business associates that you might have with a little note on it saying, thought you'd be interested. And with that being said, this is John DePietro. I'm in the Boston area. I'm a proud graduate of Assumption College. And if you have any questions on any use of social networking, feel free to call me directly via phone at 508-829-9949 or email me at john@johndepetro.com. And once again,